And as we start, I want to give a shout out and thank you to Egypt and to Tunisia, who called for a general strike. I think we have to unite our general strikes together. We need to have a bigger impact to have each other's backs. And that goes as well for even a smaller level of smaller, but not small. I mean, they're all connected if we consciously connect them. But I also want to give a shout out to the brothers and sisters here locally who are occupying the main post office, attempting to save it, challenging privatization, and we're doing that globally. We need to magnify our impact, and we need to think about how to do that. This is a global threat. The moves of the Egyptian army to clamp down on the hopes of the Egyptian people, and in the killings of university students, generally the ones best positioned, along with organized tradesmen and women, to develop certainty, conviction, is more than just worrying. It is clear, cut, planned, disrobed, and armed. When you hear a state talking about needing to restore order, that's about putting the people in their place by disorienting them. And in Egypt's case, this is a common tactic to create the appearance of an enemy, a joint enemy that you get with the state to confront, which redirects enmity, obviously, from the state. And it gets the people's eyes off the prize of freedom and back to same old, on our knees, hat in hand, to the state begging. Egypt, until freedom, defined as providing for ourselves, is clearly stated as a goal, it will be difficult to use your enormous advantage of the Suez. Today, I was initially planning an appeal to those who call themselves socialists to consider no longer using that word and to begin thinking instead in a more open-ended fashion on freedom and on what freedom would have to be to not be class all over again. But now that I've been listening pretty much nonstop to what I consider appeals to entrenched division across the progressive airwaves ever since the Zimmerman decision, I feel moved to speak on it. Yet the two conversations are not really separate. I think we'll see their fundamental unity by probing more deeply several questions raised in recent shows. Is developing our thought our handhold out of the pit of the class system? When we reclaim thought, do we reclaim the power to name the world? If so, do our socialist brothers and sisters forward this process? Does it forward our thought to think in terms of stages of development? Don't we have to invent new ways of thinking? Is the point of all of our actions to change things, to define the future that works for us, all of us? We need to talk about that. Don't we need to see the underlying structure of society, see what is, before we can newly invent society, create what is not? And that's what Jeremy Bentham told Power in his day. You got to see clearly what you got in order to create, invent what you want. And can we newly invent our world without newly inventing the words and language we used to think about it with? Jeremy Bentham didn't think so. And if we judge by the stunning success of Power in the last 250 years, I think we could say he was right. If a future that works for all of us is the goal, what actions or discussion would set our thought on the right track to that future that works for all of us? Does critique of the system set our thought on the right track? And this matter of injustice, which the professional left tends to make its focus rather than Jeremy Bentham's task, defining the future. Is this injustice in us? Does it crop up? Or does it manifest at the command of the state? You don't truly think that bullyishness comes with the package called human, do you? No, bullyishness is learned. Sit exclusively at the feet of your babies till they're three and try not to teach them anything while you're doing that, if you don't believe me. And then lastly, how do race and other false divisions divert us from seeing the underlying structure, which is what I'm arguing we have to do to begin creating something new? I will be arguing in what follows that what sets our thought on the right track is the discussion, and that's of we the people, not the pundits, of what we want. Otherwise, we are rudderless and we forfeit the future to the minuscule few, and that we are trapped in the master's boxes. The categories we think in are pretty much trash, and that we need new ones to move beyond class.